Hi everyone, this is Terry Nazon, world famous astrologer, and today is Tuesday. The day ruler of Tuesday is the planet Mars, who seems to be taking his time in the sign of Cancer. For 7 months, Mars has been in and out of the sign of Cancer into the sign of Leo, which brings me to something else. As Mars finishes up his transit in the sign of Cancer, every 2 years, by the way, he is going to re-enter the sign of Leo and oppose the sign of Pluto. So that made me think about something because the sign of Leo rules many, many things. You know, I can go over and over things. It rules children, love, happiness, your joie de vivre, your luck. But it also rules the heart. You know, and of course, when we think about love, we think about the heart. But the heart in a real sense. Your heart inside your chest, the one that's beating. And of course, even Mars in Cancer rules the whole chest area. So as the planet Mars re-enters the sign of Leo, it's going to oppose the sign of Pluto, where he runs into a block, because that's what Pluto is. You know, Pluto is this big block who wants to redo things, transform and change things. What exactly does he want to transform and change? Maybe your blood pressure. So it might be a good time to take more of an interest in your health, your blood pressure, brain activity. So Pluto in Aquarius rules the brain. So, but it also rules an erratic heartbeat. So if you're old enough, maybe you want to take a little time and get one of those free blood pressure test done and sort of maybe be more heart healthy, especially as the planet Mars, which is a malefic planet, by the way, opposes another malefic planet, the planet Pluto, and start to take your health into consideration. Of course, the moon is in the sign of Scorpio today, a fixed sign, and this aids in your determination. So a lot of signs benefit from the moon in Scorpio, even though the moon in Scorpio is in its fall and hinders your ability to translate your emotions, let's say, into words or feelings. So who benefits from the moon in Scorpio? Well, first of all, Gemini does, because Gemini can organize and Gemini can focus and get more done. Certainly the sign of Scorpio gets more done today because the moon favors the sign of Scorpio. And of course, maybe Aquarius, because the moon is in their 10th house and they're reliving or reviving career and ambitions and getting things done in a more serious adult kind of way. And so many of the signs do benefit from the sign in Scorpio because it just makes us more aware, more determined, and more, let's say, fixated on doing what we have to do. And so that's a good thing. Today, the moon could get quite hectic as it aspects a lot of the planets here. And of course, Mercury, of course, is about to change signs. But before he does, he's at the faded degree. What does that mean? It's called the anorectic degree or the faded degree. It's 29 degrees because each sign only has 30 degrees. So when a sign reaches 29, then he's going to enter the first degree of the next sign. So the faded degree is where everything is kind of built up. And of course, not only is Mercury at the faded degree, but Venus and Saturn will also be at the faded degree. Okay? So this is where kind of things build up in the sign of Pisces, the last sign of the zodiac, which rules fear. Sometimes we might say it rules, okay, this is as far as everything has gone. We can't take anymore. And that you can put that towards a relationship or your financial situation. So today Mercury builds up, and there may be something in your life that has built up and gotten to a point. So Mercury being the information planet, he's sending a message. What has built up? What can't you take anymore? What needs to change? Well, you can book a consultation with me and certainly find out. This is Terry Nazon, and we'll talk tomorrow.